Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
How long?
Down like this? 5 minutes. Tops.
That's optimistic.
Oh, you know how these people think. Turn the other cheek and all that. And you get them scared enough and they'll let me walk off with their wedding silver. Nothing easier.
Dunn won't be happy about that.
Dunn can kiss my wrinkly backside. We haven't had an easy score in 2 years on account of her.
You wouldn't talk about the boss that way, Jacob.
Oh, come on, Eckert. It's not like anyone can hear us. 5 minutes. I get in, find the best target, and then I'm out. Simple.
I still don't like it.
And that's why I'm not asking your opinion. I mean, just look at this place. What's the worst that can happen?
Think this will end well? Didn't think so.
Hello? Anybody home? Nice. Well, at least it's clean. It's better than most saloons I've seen out. Well, hello there, beautiful. Now, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this? Holy shit, you're still in tune.
Of course she is.
Ah!
And I would appreciate it if you didn't touch.
Damn, you're one sneaky son of a bitch. I didn't even see you come in.
I could say the same.
What do you mean you could say the same?
You play?
What? Uh-oh. Well, I used to. Long time ago, back east. Never seen a piece like this out here, though. It's beautiful.
Is she? Huh. Suppose she is.
Damn, you're not even looking at the keys. Hey, I'm looking for the barkeeper. You know where I can find him? Hello? Can you hear me? I said I'm looking for...
For goodness sake, Sam. I'm here. I'm not half as deaf as... Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you come in. Welcome to Santa Lucia, stranger.
Why, thank you, mister.
Pearson, Cyrus Pearson.
Thanks, Cyrus. Sorry to intrude. It looks like you were having a quiet evening.
Not at all. Here, take a seat at the bar.
You're too kind. I don't want to trouble you, but I was just riding
want
by.
Want something to drink?
What? No, but thank you. See, my horse...
Are you sure? There's some very nice bourbon going to waste back here.
Sir.
Kentucky Straight. Bought it off a traveling salesman who came through last month. Been saving it for a special occasion.
Well, in that case, I think I will have
some... Excellent!
Salud.
And good health to you as well.
Now, as I was saying, my horse... Salesman told you that's it's not Kentucky Straight.
No?
I don't think it's even whiskey. Whew. Anyway, like I was saying, my horse...
It must have thrown a shoe out on the road. It's terribly uneven on the way up the mountain, you know. Especially right after the snow melts. It's a shame. Spring is one of the most beautiful seasons up here. Yeah.
Well, that's what he did. The horse, he threw his shoe.
Well, we'll just have to find you a place to stay tonight. And somewhere for your poor horse. Are you coming to visit someone? Relatives in a tin mine, maybe?
What? No, I wasn't coming to visit anyone.
Really? Then what were you doing out on the road?
I was, just passing through. You know how it is.
Yeah. You must have gotten lost on the main road.
Why would you think I was lost?
Well, this road dead ends in town, and there's nowhere else to go from here.
Oh, right.
We don't get many visitors, and most of them end up here on accident. After all, that's how Sam over there ended up in Santa Lucia. He couldn't see the sign and his horse went the wrong way.
What's his problem anyway?
Well, he's just had a bad go of life. Terrible trouble and hard choices like everyone else. Though most of his ended badly. And he does have the personality of a cactus, which hardly helps.
No, I mean, his eyes.
Eyes? All right, well, I suppose you could say he's... Well, he's blind.
Really? How'd that happen?
If only I knew. Happened a while ago, back when he was still running with the old outlaws up in the Sierra.
Really?
Yeah, the Rooter gang, I think it was.
Really?
Well, he did tell me that a long time ago. Maybe I'm not remembering right.
Maybe not.
Well, however you arrived, you're here, and we'll need to find you somewhere to sleep tonight.
I was actually hoping I could stay here. You know, if that isn't asking too much.
Of course! Mind you, the rooms upstairs are a bit drafty, and it's still awfully cold at nights.
Oh, I'd feel safer here anyway. I mean, you seem like a decent fella.
Safer than what?
Well, you know how it is. You go to sleep in a stranger's house, you think you're safe, and you wake up with your throat cut, and the guy who's done it's walking off with all your earthly goods.
Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Can't be too careful these days, you know.
Right. Well, if you'll follow me, I'll just show you to your...
Cyrus, take 3 steps back.
Sam...
Cyrus, 3 steps. Good. Now then, on the subject of caution...
Are you insane? Put that down before you hurt someone.
Don't worry. I'm only going to hurt someone if that someone doesn't keep his hands still.
What? What are you talking about? My hands are...
I wouldn't lie to him if I were you, son.
You said he was blind.
I am. Your jacket creaks every time you move. You really should take better care of
it. Oh, that's...
Hey, let's just take it easy.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you believe he can hear...
I think your 5 minutes are up, Jacob.
How did you know my name? You were out there in the woods, weren't you? Listening in on us. You sneaky blind son.
Reach for that pistol again and I'll put 2 in your heart.
You idiot! You almost shot me!
Listen, Jacob. If Sam almost wanted to shoot you, you'd have a bullet in your knee right now. That was a warning.
Are you both insane? He's blind! How could he possibly...
You were saying?
How in the hell did you...
You dropped that glass there a minute ago. Pretty loudly, I might add. Now, have I made my point?
Yes.
Then I suggest you and Eckhart ride out of town the way you came. And don't try circling back. I'll know.
You think you'll get away with this? Oh, I get it. You think I'm scared. You think I...
Yeah.
This isn't over, you hear? No one insults the Dunn gang. No one!
I think he hears you just fine, Mr. Jacob. Now, if you wouldn't mind...
Oh, get your wrinkly old hands off me. Oh, don't think you're safe because you gave me some shitty moonshine. I'm gonna burn this place down when I come back. You understand? Burn it to the ground.
Yeah, I understand. Have a pleasant ride home, Jacob. Waste a good bourbon.
It wasn't bourbon, Si.
Oh, right.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Bright young man like you deserves better than a deputy's badge.
Sam, they're coming for him.
I'm gonna get out of here anyway, you know.
Think they could just ride into this town and take whatever they want?
May as well make the most of the situation.
Sam, what are you doing?
Here, Sam. Show us what you got.
No, Sam, please don't. Please don't.
Sam, are you all right?
I'm all right. Just another dream.
A dream about?
That's none of your business, Pearson.
You only call me that when you don't want to talk.
And yet you never seem to take the hint.
If I did, then you and I would never have started speaking at all.
I was back in Bodhi before... First time I met Reuter.
First time you killed someone.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Still not there yet, Sai. Sorry.
That's not what I... You haven't shot at anyone since you came here. Just those targets you set up behind the bar, and when Jacob comes back...
If he comes back.
When? You know these kind of people better than I do. Do you think this dumb will just turn the other cheek?
No.
No. We need to be ready, and if that means fighting...
Cyrus... I'm blind.
And I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
Look, Cyrus. I've been listening to your spiel the last 5 years now. I seriously doubt God's going to pick this moment to start handing out miracles.
I didn't say he would, but he makes a way. He always does.
Not always.
Do you think you'll be able to get back to sleep?
What do you think?
But Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said, Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, I will not believe. And after 8 days, the disciples were again within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, and he stood in their midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy fingers, and behold my hands. And Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet believe.
This is a bad idea.
It was your idea.
No, my idea was to run. You wanted to stay.
I built that bar with my own two hands. Not gonna let him burn it down.
Still, this isn't going to end well.
Hey, you're probably right. You know, times like this, I actually wish we had a sheriff.
Did you close the shutters down there like I asked?
What? Oh, yeah. It's so dark in the sanctuary, I almost couldn't find my way back up.
And everyone else?
Hiding in the mines, just like you said. Though if they have to wait much longer, it'll get awfully cold up there.
Not as cold as they'd be otherwise.
Oh.
They're coming.
What? I don't see anyone.
Huh. I guess. Is the sun setting yet?
Yes, it is. Rather beautiful tonight, actually.
The writing out of the sun. You figure Jacob forgot to tell them that I'm blind?
He probably left that little detail out. Wouldn't want anyone knowing a blind man scared him off.
Probably not. I count eight.
Eight? For this town?
That's what I'm hearing. Two at the front and three riders on either side. Can you see them yet?
No, Wait, yeah, there they are!
Keep your voice down.
Hello? Anybody home?
That's done.
Really? Not what I was expecting.
It's her.
Who the hell are you?
Now, Jacob, let's try to be polite. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
I was wondering if you might be able to help us. We're looking for the barkeeper.
Yeah, you and me both. Can't a man at least get a drink in this town at the end of a long day of work?
Now, what could you mean by that?
I mean, I have been looking all over town for Cyrus and his lackey. Not a sight of them anywhere.
Tobit's leaning on a bit thick.
Any idea where they might be if they were to, I don't know, decide to skip town?
Nine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a liquor cabinet at home that requires my immediate attention.
Sam, are you all right?
Verdammt, why are you shooting at me?
Quiet!
It came from the church tower, boss. Well, 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 Sam. I must say, I am impressed.
Fuck off, Reuter.
You always were a prickly son of a bitch.
Just get it over with, Reuter.
Why so eager, Sam? Feeling a little guilty for ratting us all out?
You shot a kid!
They got in the way.
So you killed them?
So what? You never complained before. People get hurt in our line of work all the time. That's just business.
Maybe for the rest of us. But I saw your face this time. The way you smiled. You enjoyed it.
Oh, grow up, Sam. Why do you think we're all doing this? You wouldn't be here if you didn't enjoy it just a little bit. Deep down inside.
If you're going to shoot me, shoot me. At least then I won't have to listen to your bullshit anymore.
Shoot you? Oh, no, Sam. I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to hang you.
What?
There. That's better. Hope you don't mind if I just leave you here, Sam. I know how much you hate to be alone.
Wait.
Thank you.
fire in the tower! Get down!
How many?
Christ alive!
How many are left?
Only three, I think. How?
Damn it! I missed one.
How did you do that?
They're noisy. Where's Tolbert?
I don't know. I think he got away.
Hey! Hey! You in the bell tower!
Yeah?
I hope you know. I'm gonna kill you for that.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna make you work for it, Dunn.
So, you're our blind marksman, huh? Heard you used to run with Reuter.
And I hear he's running with you now. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Who the hell are you? Oh, someone who isn't too fond of me, I guess.
Now it's just you, me, and your boss, Reuter.
She's not my boss.
Reuter, get inside that church and shoot him down.
And end up like Eckhart? No, I'm good here, thanks.
Go, Sam! Sam, are you all right?
I'm fine. Just help me down from here. Wait.
What is it?
They're inside. Both of them.
Oh, God.
Get out of here. Use the back door. If I'm not out in 10 minutes, take my horse and run. Don't let them see you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, you are.
I'm not leaving you here.
Pearson! I'm not giving you a choice.
You're blind!
And with the shutters closed, so are Dunn and Reuter.
And if they open the shutters... Sam, why are you pointing that gun at me?
Like I said, I'm not giving you a choice.
You really are a stubborn fool, Sam.
I learned from the best.
Hell?
Did you see that?
Well, kind of hard to miss.
He shot the candle in half.
Yeah, and he's gonna shoot us next.
Who the hell is this guy?
He's... Oh, no.
Figure it out, Reuter.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Funny thing, ain't it? Having your sight taken from you?
It can't be.
Reuter, what the hell's going on here?
I tied the noose myself. I watched you die.
I got better.
How in the hell?
Reuter, I don't care about whoever it is you didn't kill back in the day. Bring him to me. Alive.
Yes, boss. Come on, Walsh. If you were going to shoot me, you would have done it already. Come on out here where I can see you.
I don't think so.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't be a fair fight if I could see you and you couldn't see me.
No, it wouldn't be.
Jesus. Sam Walsh. Never thought I'd be having this conversation. How'd you manage to get out of that desert alive?
Luck and a sick shit.
You always were too good with that thing. Should have grabbed it before I left. Easy mistake. But how the hell did you get off that rope in the first place? You have a knife on you or something?
I...
You what?
The rope just... broke.
Like hell it did.
That's what happened.
You sure about that? You always were a moody prick, Walsh.
I don't have anything else to say to you.
Then why am I still standing here? You still can't do it, can you? Can't shoot someone down in cold blood. Not even someone who already tried to kill you. Pathetic.
No.
There you are.
I'm not pathetic. You are.
Excuse me?
Maxwell Reuter. terror of the Eastern Sierra. Taking orders from some upstart bandit no one's ever heard of.
Shut up.
I wonder, just how much do you hate yourself every time you have to call her boss?
I didn't have a choice. Everything went to shit after you. We lost the whole gang in a Pinkerton ambush. Rest of us had to push north. We were completely out of money by the time we found Dunn.
And she took you in? Oh, how sweet. Wait! Balls wants me alive, remember?
I might just forget that little order if you don't shut up!
Come on, Max. You really think you could pull that trigger before I shoot you down?
Let's find out.
Dunn!
Oh, sorry. Were you helping to kill him? How rude of me. Oh, you're cold. You're very, very cold. Well, look at that. Now I can see you.
Where are you?
The better question is, where's your friend?
Cyrus?
Huh. Is that his name? Well, tell him to lose some weight. It's very hard to drag him around like this.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was he supposed to get away without me noticing? Nah. I'm not half as blind as those idiots who worked for me.
If you hurt him in any way...
Just a little bump on the head. Enough to make sure he doesn't interrupt us while we have a little chat.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Really? Pity. I was hoping your friend might live through this. Oh, well.
Wait! Wait. I'll listen.
Huh. I thought you'd make the smart move.
What do you want?
I want you to work for me.
What?
Well, I'm gonna need a new gun hand, what with Reuter pushing up the daisies.
Not a chance.
Oh, for God's sake, Sam, don't be so naive. You think you belong in a town like this? With your talents?
I'm not going back.
No. No, you're not. You'd be going forward. Second in command to Caitlin Dunn. Your friend only hated it because he didn't know what he had.
I can't do that anymore. Not after what I saw.
Then I guess you and the barkeep both have to die.
Touch a hair on his head, and I'll put a bullet in yours.
Really? You think you can hit me without hitting him? Oh, he is the wider target by far.
I can.
Oh, well, this I have to see. Okay. I'm holding your friend out in front of me with my pistol to his head. I'm gonna count to 10, and if I'm still alive when I reach it, your friend won't be.
Don't try me, Dunn.
One.
Dunn.
Two.
Dunn, I'm warning you.
Three.
Even if you shoot him.
Oh, I will. Four.
Even if you do, I'm still going to kill you.
Five.
Are you listening to me, Dunn?
Six.
Dunn.
Seven.
Dunn!
I'm listening.
Please don't do this.
Eight.
Stop this.
Nine.
Dunn!
Ten.
Dunn! Cyrus! Cyrus! Can you hear me? Cyrus! Is he gonna be okay?
His pulse is still slower than I'd like. Dunn gave him a nasty blow on the head.
But will he?
Yes, Sam. Like I told you before, he will recover, but only with time. Now, if you'll excuse me, a few other folks have what sounds like the beginnings of bronchitis from hiding in that cave overnight.
One question, Doc.
Just one?
How long can someone survive being hanged if they're just left there?
Oh, you know, I always did wonder where those burns on your neck came from.
Doc.
Entspann dich, Samuel. I won't ask how it happened. I don't have the time. Theoretically, 5 minutes or so. After that, the loss of blood flow would cause irreparable damage to the brain, and eventually... Are you all right, Sam?
What? Oh, yeah. Fine. You best be going.
Oh, yeah. Take care, Sam.
You too, Doc. You too. Hey there, Rhea girl. Did you miss me? Whoa, take it easy. I'm still blind, remember? Sorry I left you here so long. Even if the hay was really good. Guess we both got stuck here. I think it's about time you and I get back out there. See the world. You know what I mean.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Homestead on the Corner. Today's Western Wanderings were written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and featured Jesse Steele as Jacob, Maurice Cooper as Sam, Jeff Fromey as Cyrus, Michael Dostro as Reuter, Chris Martin as the Sheriff, Susan Dalian as Dunn, and Charles Scatolini as Tolbert. Original music for this story was composed by Jesse Hagen. The Homestead on the Corner theme was composed by Lauren Baker, and this is Another Way by the Bodie 601 Band. Special thanks to Stainless Films for providing many of the Old West sound effects. Want to get back out there and see the world? Ride off into the sunset on Twitter and Instagram, where you can find me at Trevor_VW. And be sure to check out homesteadonthecorner.com for extra content, outtakes, and more info about the show. If you enjoyed this story, please consider donating on Patreon to help make big, ambitious episodes like this possible. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really does help get this show out to more people. That's about all for now. From the Homestead on the Corner, have a great day, and keep riding.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.